But, you know, Coach Donovan, as you said, he feels like they're due because he likes the shots they're taking. It's just they haven't been hitting them.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
The game is next. It's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and will do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
The Bucks are hoping that a little dose of home cooking can cure what ails them. Tonight, Milwaukee looking to get back on track on the heels of a pair of road losses as they play host to a familiar foe, the Chicago Bulls in town, less than 24 hours removed from their win over Detroit one night ago. Hello, everybody. Alongside Justin Garcia, this is Dave Kane welcoming you again into our play-by-play coverage of Bucks basketball. And tonight, it is a fourth consecutive opponent that the Bucks have dominated in recent years, but of late, that hasn't necessarily equated to success in the here and now. We'll get more to that shortly, but first a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented, as always, by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Bucks. By Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, mention the fact that Milwaukee has been going against these teams. You look at the last four. We touched in on this briefly a moment ago. But for Milwaukee, against four straight teams who they have dominated to the tune of 66-7 coming into this stretch between the Detroit Pistons, the Indiana Pacers, the Orlando Magic, and now tonight the Chicago Bulls. But they're only 1-2 so far, so we'll see if they can even out this little stretch at a 2-2 mark. And again, you get Damian Lillard back this evening. So Bucks coming off of some tight games. Two of the last three they played have been decided by three or fewer, so we'll see if Milwaukee can get things going here tonight again and against a Chicago team that, well, let's put it mildly, has struggled against the Bucks, who have won 18 of the last 21 against these guys. Well, right now, we are watching a surprise pregame birthday present for one Andre Jackson. Man, who can get a better birthday gift on his 22nd birthday than a national championship ring? And right now, we are looking at a series of highlights from Andre Jackson for the UConn Huskies on their way to their national championship. So he is out there right now, the co-captain of that 2023 national championship team as a junior a season ago. And he's out right now at midcourt watching this play out. And you know, you always talk about, what are you drafting when you bring a guy in? One of the things that the Bucks were drafting when they brought in Andre Jackson, in addition to that 40-inch vertical leap he has, he also brought in a guy who knows how to win, knows how to facilitate, and has now the hardware to prove it.
A winner, yeah. You're bringing in an experienced winner, and a lot of times we've seen that. The guys that have played longer in college, it translates much quicker at the NBA level.
Yeah, well, it is a pretty good concept. He wasn't able to be with his guys when they did their ceremony back in Connecticut for their national championship rings, but this is a pretty good consolation prize when you're in the NBA and Bobby Portis, your teammate, gives you that ring and you stand between Portis and Chris Middleton. It looks like mom's out there too. Is Andre Jackson getting the new bling? So now everybody's got the ring. You got the NBA ring for so many of these guys on this Bucks roster, and throw a college championship ring in there as well. All right, we're getting closer to tip-off here tonight. Bucks and Bulls coming your way around the corner. We will have your BMO starting lineups along with your opening tip. But first this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Online.
I stream you all day at work.
On the web.
98Q Country.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
For a big flavor at Empty Pockets, where all our food is roasted crispy, so it won't slow down your game. Wednesday to Saturday, save our Terry Doctor wings, 4 for $11, or half a chicken for the same. Power forward with 6 pieces at $15, complete with courtside fries, a homemade coleslaw. Friday box out with a Friday fish fry frenzy, 2 pieces for $10, 3 pieces for $12. Elevate with MVP Tiger Shrimp, available as a 6-piece game changer. At Empty Pockets, located on Old 13 Road in Butternut, Wisconsin, where taste meets the game.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a touchdown.
Shawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
6 times these teams have gotten together. It is the most frequently played series for the Bucks as they take on the Chicago Bulls for the first of 4 meetings this season, and we'll see if they can get back on track here tonight. Glad to have you with us, Dave Kane, alongside Justin Garcia, and let's take a look at your BMO starting lineups, presented as always by BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we started off with the Bulls. They are under the direction of their head coach, Billy Donovan. His team, 4 wins, 6 losses so far early this season, and his starting five is the five that he's been turning to for the last 5 games. Kobe White at the point, the 6'5", 195-pound fifth-year man, only started a couple of games a season ago, 2 of them total. He started all 10. This is his 11th start already this year. He's leading the way 4.7 assists per game. DeMar DeRozan starts at the 2 next to him, 6'6", 220 pounds, their leading scorer from a season ago, their leading scorer this season, 22.2 points a game, the 6-time All-Star. Will line up next to Zach LaVine, a 2-time All-Star, who is right on his heels with 22.1 points a contest this season. As you look elsewhere, it's Torrey Craig at the 4. He's at 6'7", 221 pounds, starting his 6th consecutive game in his first season now with the Bulls. And rounding out the starting five, Nikola Vucevic, the 6'11", 260-pound, 13th-year man, who will start again tonight. So those are your starting lineups for these teams. And with that, we hand it off to Eric Jensen with the starting five for the Bucks.
Guard from Weber State, wearing the letter O, Damian Lillard. And guard from Florida State, number 5, Malik Beasley. The man in the middle from Stanford, number 11, Brooke Lopez. Head forward from Texas A&M, 22, Chris Cash Money.
right, ready to get it going here. You just heard that starting five. Good to hear Dame's name listed amongst the five. And so this is the preferred starting lineup the Bucks have turned to and will be this season. And, Justin, for Damian Lillard back into the lineup, what do you miss most when he wasn't there?
Well, obviously the free throw shooting ability to get to the line, get those team fouls on the opponent. But, you know, Damian Lillard has been most efficient so far this season around the basket when he's driven to the paint. We haven't seen the jump shot fall yet. And that's the number one way to help juice this Bucks offense that's gone through stretches of struggles.
And I'll tell you, it's amazing when you look at his numbers. Obviously, the closing element is what you love most. He outscored Detroit his last game. He played 18-16 over the final 9 minutes of that game that he last played against Detroit in that wild affair here at Fiserv Forum. We'll see if we got something similar in store for tonight, as the Bucks will be in the white uniforms with the green numbers and lettering. The Association Edition uniforms, Bucks spelled out in green across the front. It's the Bulls, and they're traveling black with red numbers and a red lettering, white outline. They've got the red stripes around the waistline and the Bulls decal on the thighs. Bucks with the Bucks decal on the thighs. As we get ready to go, our crew chief tonight, Scott Foster, the veteran official, veteran of 24 NBA Finals games in his 30th season. He has officiated in this league. He'll be working with Michael Smith, another veteran at 31 years. Brandon Schwab is our last official here tonight as we get ready to play some basketball. Brook Lopez makes his way out onto the court, takes his customary two hops in one place before he walks out the center court, shares a handshake and a chest bump with a guy he's gone against many times through the years, Nikola Vucevic. 6'11 Vucevic against 7-foot Brook Lopez. And here comes Scott Foster to put the ball in the air in front of another great crowd here at Fiserv Forum, game 10 of this long 82-game season. The ball is up. And we're underway. One back by Lopez. And with that win of the tip-off, you can score another $500 for Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. A quick three from the corner from Lopez. He was open, but he missed it. And we'll see if the Bucks can get off to a better start here. We've mentioned it many times. Third fewest points of any team in the league in the first quarter of games this season, and the worst three-point shooting team. For whatever reason, this quarter has been a bugaboo for the Bucks. Levine fires up a three. That rims in and out. Conversely, the Bulls are number five in the league, shooting 41% from three in the first quarter of games they've played. Giannis drives down low, takes it to the hoop, goes under the rim, and lays it in on the reverse side with a right-hand floater. So Giannis goes right past Nikola Vucevic, and Milwaukee strikes first. It's 2-0 as the Bulls go the other way with it. Vucevic had the ball poked away, but they'll say a foul was the reason. Malik Beasley gets called for his first foul. It's interesting, Larry Nickel in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a piece on Beasley recently talking about how he starts games. He said, I'm the new Jrue Holiday to officials, so you got to give me a break on some of these calls early in games. And evidently they didn't get the memo there. He picks up a quick one. Here's Levine dribbling behind his back. Sends out top. Catch and shoot three-pointer on the way. DeRozan missed it well short, but an offensive rebound gobbled up by Torrey Craig. And another chance now for the Bulls. DeRozan goes past Middleton. Takes it inside. Lopez gets in the way of the shot. No good. Tip in and miss for Vucevic. And Milwaukee comes away with it. Giannis weaving his way back and forth all the way to the cup on the other side. Lays it in with that same left hand. And early in this game, it is Giannis Antetokounmpo 4, Bulls nothing. 90 seconds gone. Coby White dribbles down low, circles underneath with Lillard in tow, spins before he sends it back out top. Torrey Craig will work it to the right wing over to Levine around the Vucevic screen. Levine takes it into the paint. He sends near wing left. Good defense here early from Levine, and then a swipe of the ball from Middleton, and that's going to force a shot clock violation. And credit, again, he's taken a lot of heat early this season for the defense, but in his return to the lineup, Damian Lillard did a nice job with Coby White right there.
Credit to Damian Lillard. Giannis and Brook Lopez also big down low, staying on their man, not giving anything open.
So the Bulls have missed all of their first four shots, including a 24 shot clock violation to boot. Here's Giannis. He wants more. Pulls up, left elbow jumper, leaves that one short. Rebound is lassoed in by Craig. He'll go the other way now for the Bulls into the front court. Passes it off to DeRozan. DeRozan is going to be picked up by Lillard at the top of the arc as he drives. He elevates. This is his bread and butter shot, but he missed it this time from 15 from the left elbow. Rebounded by Giannis. He'll get it ahead to Lillard. Damian's into the front court. A jab step in. Passes out to Giannis. Now gets it back. Feeds right back to Giannis. Glides down the lane. Just missed. But that's that two-man game that we haven't quite seen work as efficiently as it just did there with the two of them using their strengths to find the opening.
No, it's been a little clunky at first, and a lot of that is going to be timing. That Giannis catching it on the short roll, he still has to learn where his teammates are. But that was one where he was just going downhill all the way to the basket, catching it closer to the rim.
DeMar DeRozan is called with his team's first foul, and now Giannis will go to the line where he has shot 65% this season. As he gives the ball a bounce, he averaged 44.5 points per game over the last two. And that was in losses, pretty remarkably. Better than 10 rebounds a game, 5 assists a game, 2 steals per game in that time. And he splashes the first free throw here.
You know, we talked about silver linings. That was the biggest one, is how Giannis looked in those two games.
He got back to looking like the dominating two-time MVP that fans have grown used to watching around these parts. His second free throw is up, and it's good. So it is now 6-0. Milwaukee has scored all the points, and more specifically, Giannis has scored all the points in this game. Bulls have it the other way, still trying to touch the scoreboard. Here's Vucevic, takes it underneath low. He works it to the corner. It's a pull-up three from Torrey Craig. He misfires, and Milwaukee goes the other direction with it. They miss their first six shots. Beasley's into the front court. Lofts it left to the lane to Giannis. It was poked away by Torrey Craig out of bounds, but the Bulls, in their last game, they missed their first 8 shots last night against Detroit before a 24-7 run to open the second quarter, and it's part of a 119-108 win over the Pistons. Shorthanded Pistons team to the Bucks saw also. Inbound pass away to Giannis. He got it over to Middleton. He'll pass over to the corner, and there's a pull-up three from the deep corner right from Malik Beasley, who hits the first long one of the night for Milwaukee, presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Here's a pull-up jumper on the other side. DeRozan couldn't hit. Then the tip-in miss from Vucevic. And then finally, Torrey Craig gets his hands on it, and he lays it in up close for the first points of the night for Chicago. Lillard sends it down low to Giannis, who got fouled underneath. Or was it knocked away? Yeah, it was a foul. So that's going to be number 2 for the Bulls. And Milwaukee will have it out of bounds on the far side of the baseline. Who did they get on that? They say it was out of bounds. Was tapped out of bounds. I never saw the ball get out of his hands. So inbound pass goes to Giannis on the left wing. He'll give it to Lillard. Lillard being defended by Kobe White around the Giannis screen. Takes it down low. Sidesteps a couple defenders. Now he funnels into the corner. Another 3-point try for Beasley. This time not so fortunate. Chicago goes the other direction. Bucks went on a 9-0 run to start this game. Here's Kobe White with a bounce pass to DeMar DeRozan. He'll challenge on Lopez. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebounded by Middleton. Nice help side defense there from Brook. Bucks go the other way. Lillard feeds down low to Giannis. Giannis bangs around with a couple defenders all over him. Now passes to Middleton. Sends out. Long three on the way. Lillard lets it fly. Can't hit. And Chicago will go the other direction with it. Dame was about 3 steps behind the arc, but all alone when he let that one go. Levine the other side. Flips it out top to Vucevic. Now to the right wing. It's Kobe White. He unloads on a three. That's off the mark. Rebound ripped in by Giannis. Giannis will give to Middleton the other direction, and Chicago stays cold to begin this game. 1-for-11 to start tonight with 7:49 to play here in the first quarter. Chris Middleton around the Lopez screen. It is a moving screen, and it's going back to Chicago. So that'll be the first foul on Lopez, and we'll have our first substitution of the night as Chris Middleton checks out. Pat Connaughton will come in to replace him. The Bucks went on a 9-0 run to start this game, but have not scored since the 9:09 mark, going on about a minute and a half now. DeMar DeRozan into the front court, dribbling with a left hand, takes it left of the lane, defended by Lillard there. Slings it out top. Vucevic fires from three. He can't hit. One-hand rebound from Giannis. He'll give to Lillard. Dame's going the other direction as he trots it across the midcourt stripe. Takes it down low. Little stutter step. Trying to get through a couple defenders, but turned it over as he's trying to get it to Connaughton. Taken away by White. He'll feed ahead to DeRozan. Bounce pass into the corner ahead. Now it's Levine. Sends a dart underneath. Good setup for Vucevic, who got fouled by Giannis and laid it in. So Chicago, after going behind 9-0, is one free throw away from a 5-0 run to answer with 7:17 to play here in the first quarter. And it looks like Bobby Portis is going to check in now for the Bucks. First foul on Giannis. He, Lopez, and Beasley have been called for fouls early in this one, and Giannis will take an early seat About 5 minutes into this one, he has scored 6 of the Bucks' 9 points. So Nikola Vucevic, coming off of his 5th double-double of the year a night ago, with a chance to cap the 3-point play, he will, as the 78% free-throw shooter connects to put his team back to within 4 now. Here's Dame Lillard going the other way. Bucks about 2 minutes without a score as Lillard drives underneath. He lost the ball again, this time off his leg out of bounds. So 2 consecutive turnovers. He thought he got fouled when the ball was knocked away from him. But they'll say it was no foul. He's still making that case, tapping his left arm where he's wearing that white arm sleeve. Zach LaVine around the Vucevic screen on a pick and roll. Slings it over his shoulder to Kobe White, who rips the cords, and the Bulls are back to within 1. An 8-0 run for the Bulls following Milwaukee's 9-0 run to start this game. Lillard going to launch a long 3, and he drills it from the left side. Good to see that go down for Dame, who came in tonight shooting just 29% from 3-point range. That's his 18th 3 of the season for the Bucks. He and Beasley tied for the lead in that category for Milwaukee. So here comes Chicago, working into the corner. DeRozan's 3-pointer misses from the corner. Rebound batted and out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulls. So that's going to lead us to a timeout on the floor with 6:22 remaining in the first quarter. The Bucks have a 4-point lead, a 9-0 run to start it. It will be Bucks basketball when we come back after these words. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
Folks across the Midwest are rushing to Menards to save big money before the 11% sale ends on Thanksgiving Day.
Now that I think about it, my recording studio does need an upgrade. I gotta hurry up and finish this read.
Hurry to Menards before the 11% off sale ends. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Honey, I'm heading to Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Milwaukee. It's a 12-8 lead early on in this one for Milwaukee. The Bucks broadcast is always presented by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Justin, early on, defenses looked pretty good for Milwaukee, particularly in those opening couple minutes. The rebounding department has been a little bit of a concern, with Chicago getting a couple opportunities, second chance points, though.
They've looked very much more connected defensively, and even times when we've seen the Bulls try to